It's
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's okay.
It's always like the juggling of microphones and cell phones every Wednesday night. It's perfect. It is the perfect confluence of circumstances. But in any event, happy holidays. Happy
I'm
holidays.
Caught yes.
You're caught up?
I hope
I'm
you are.
I think.
Jack, happy
yes.
holidays. Are you doing better than the Iceman? I feel like anybody on planet Earth besides the Iceman
no,
is doing better than he
not
is.
Not really.
No?
It was a rough
rough nip?
Last hour. Yeah.
Mm. Ice was doing battle with the gods of streaming, and you were doing battle with your youngest. Is that correct?
Yep. Pretty much.
Mm. Let me guess who she won.
Yeah, okay. She wins every day.
Yeah, I figured as much. Well, it's
you gotta be
it's,
strong. You gotta say nope.
I thought you were gonna break out into song there real quick. You gotta be strong.
You gotta be wiser. You gotta be something.
That doesn't work in this house. No.
He didn't know Wayne's World, but that he knew. Just want to make sure that's perfectly clear to the listening audience. Well, good on you boys to. Prioritize, Jesus Christ. Hi, Phil. Hi, Mrs. AJ, for jumping on. I'm assuming you guys have just been hanging out and waiting for us to go live. Technical difficulties and children difficulties. Nothing could be done to help it. So we're glad to have you all the same as well. I was telling Ice, Jack, before you came on that the long-running gun battle with the printer here at the studio is over. The printer won.
Ooh.
So I am currently using the old iPhone 12 with the show sheet, and it's going to be quite a nubs operation over here. So if you hear like juggling
nubs.
The way that the show starts with Ice, it's because
me too.
I'm nine different devices.
I went digital tonight.
Did
so
you really?
So my show sheet is... I can't not work this damn thing, but it's on my iPad, so I'm digital tonight.
Jack, take your show sheet, crumple it up here on air, and just make the... We got to make a stand together. We got to lower our carbon footprint.
Oh, and we black tonight.
Oh.
Look at that. Look at that.
We black.
We black tonight.
Okay.
Definitely can't name the show that. I just going to
no,
go out
not
on
at
a
all.
Limb. It was out of context. Nobody cut that up. Please, for the love of God. Okay. On that note, let's pivot real quick. I know there was a flurry of activity when it came. Well, I think it was just like an hour before, or maybe 2 hours before, 2 hours ago. You and Phil firing off a volley of texts and tweets. And what's going on in the next 24 hours that we need to get our credit cards ready to get the copping?
Tomorrow is the next Winter Tea Supreme drop. So they are dropping their cross logo, box logo tees, as well as some other winter themed tees. The one that Phil is going for is the Mariah Carey Supreme All I Want for Christmas Is You t-shirt. It's very lazy, but it's one of the more hype pieces. So Phil is gunning for one of those.
Had no
11
idea.
O'clock, 11 a.m. Eastern time is when they drop. Hopefully you guys can get some. It's one of the hardest drops. So tomorrow I got a lot on my plate.
So Mariah moves the needle. Is that what we should gather out of this?
Yeah, it's one, for whatever reason. I mean, it's her iconic album cover. The you know the Christmas All I Want for Christmas
that,
Is You.
That one.
Yeah. Yes.
Number one
just,
song in America right now.
That,
as it is
right,
every year.
That is just on a T-shirt with her signature, and that's it.
That is
that,
so
is.
Lazy.
Do you guys still like her? Does she still move the needle for you guys?
Now I know you mean that in a sexual way, but I still appreciate the talent, and you know we grew up with her in her heyday. So I have like the iconic imagery of her just fresh out of her divorce and just rubbing up against anybody with without a Y chromosome. So you know I'm still gonna have a soft spot for Mariah, regardless.
Oh,
and the song still hits, man. I don't know what it is. It's trite. It's so over the top, and it's so overplayed, but it still hits at the right time of year.
Yeah, she realized she can't do anything else, so she dropped another holiday album this year, and that's about all she can do now. She just sings Christmas music, and then she gets paid. She's annoying. Like I find her annoying. American Idol ruined her for me. So
ruined.
So ever since then, she's Ding. Not the same. She's not the same anymore, man. She's not too diva-ish. Drives me crazy.
My God. Well, I guess we got to keep you and Phil separated this Christmas because he's going to be all over that thing tomorrow, and he's coming into town. And God forbid he has that shirt on, you're going to rip him limb from limb.
Rip that
good
shirt
vibes,
off.
Phil. Good vibes.
Jack, are you still on with Mariah? Who's on fire?
Not recently. I mean,
just in general, she's... not of late. I don't think we're checking for her newest single. Yeah.
No. She still has a place. Yeah. I guess as we grew up, she grew up as an artist as well. So yeah, I like it when she was back then, you know, with ODB and her classic. Yeah, it's you can tell definitely when she made that track with ODB, it's just when it took off.
Me and
Fantasy
Mariah
is the song that you're looking
go
for.
Go back like right. Babies and Pacify.
What was the one with
Spot
Puffy with Puff?
Oh. Honey.
You are honey. Yes. I was not prepared for a full blown Mariah
Deja
conversation.
Did we talk about this? Oh man.
Probably.
It's all coming back now.
Right.
Oh, the honey video.
Right. That's when
that
you're
hits.
Like, all right, she
that
is
hits.
Divorced.
Because you're a pervert. Yes. And the missus has been all over like on like a 90s, 80s R&B kick of late, and it was funny her getting to that phase of Mariah where she was like working with Babyface and it was all very soulful, and then all of a sudden she got a divorce and like she like literally traded Babyface for Diddy and she was off to the races. I thought of it like a very spiritual, like that's a complete change, like 180 in terms of musical stylings.
No, Diddy has that effect on your career, man. It's like if you work with Diddy, then it's going to take you somewhere. You
work with Diddy, you got to show them titties.
Jenny from the Block, after Jenny from the Block started playing around with Diddy, you know, her career went boop, 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 boop. You know, it was one of those things. It happens.
She was already she was a fly girl from the jump. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I need you.
She went J-Lo. She went J-Lo.
She went J-Lo. God. Well, we're not going to go to J-Lo.
Mean?
We're going to go straight to our friends at Kix Crew because this is a losing conversation. We all catch L's, but you will not catch an L with our friends at Kix Crew. Am I right, Jack?
Definitely. They were founded in 2008 by a team of sneaker lovers who have been keen to share their passion for sneakers to everyone around the globe. Kix Crew carries collectible sneakers, hard-to-find exclusives, and the most sought-after streetwear items. Listed as a top 20 worldwide legit site by Complex, Kix Crew only imports from authorized suppliers so customers can be assured that everything they sell is 100% authentic and legit. Check them out by clicking on the Kix Crew banner at badslant.com/support and step up your shoe game today. Kix Crew, we never stop.
Excellent. To button up the ODB Mariah transgression. Or a digression, however you want to characterize it.
It's not a transgression.
I don't know. Are you guys all hoping that ODB's family is just raking in money from that new laundry commercial where they're playing Baby, I Got Your Money?
I do remember that.
Jack has a
like,
quizzical look on his face.
You never seen that?
I'm not familiar
it's
with
like a, It's like an LG
commercial.
Or a Samsung commercial.
It's a Samsung commercial for their new laundry washer-dryer units. But they're going, hey, dirty, baby, I got your laundry. And immediate facepalm. And I the only solace I took from that moment was like somewhere his kids are just like just throwing money in the air and just making it rain wherever they go. But
I hope so.
It's the only thing I can hope for at this point that would carry me through the holidays. Okay, that's all I wanted to end it on. Okay, start the show.
Let's do it.
Baby, I got your laundry, don't you? Oh, sorry.
Fade, dude.
I was about to fade the wrong thing. It's the Bad Slam Podcast. Hey, guys. How are we doing? What?
You missed the post.
I missed the post. But you know what? That's why pencils have erasers. Appreciate you guys checking us out. You can find us on the interwebs. I am AJ on the interwebs. That is the chairman of the board who hates everything Hulu and Disney right now. Chairman Ice, how are you, sir?
I could be better, but
That's cool.
I'm healthy this week. I feel great.
Oh shit, we didn't even do like a status check, like proof of life.
I'm alive and I'm strong like bull. I'm strong like bull.
Strong like bull.
It shows. I'm drinking again. Look at that. I'm back.
So you had gone how many weeks in a row without drinking?
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Wow.
Man, look at him. Like a brand new man. But same old Jack right out there.
Yo, what's up?
Same old Jack. You can find us all collectively on the interweb. So again, AJ on the web on Instagram and Twitter. But you can find us on our website, badslant.com. You can listen to us on any number of podcast mediums, be they Apple Podcasts, Google, the whole lot. We're all over the place. And of course, do your shopping for the holiday season. Make sure you do it through our website, badslant.com/support. We got all kinds of banners and things to carry you through the holiday run, so make sure you give your boys a little bit of help as we chug on through the holidays. They are expensive for all of us, and for this show included, so definitely help us out in that regard. Because we went full digital, I have no show sheet, and the show sheet has disappeared from the old iPhone. So it's cool. It's totally fine. We're gonna make do with what we got here. We're going to talk... I can't believe the Disney stuff happened like the second we said goodnight, guys, last Wednesday, and all of a sudden it just started cannon blasting everybody in the face, neck, and chest with news about new shows and movies, and it's all Marvel, it's all Star Wars, it's right in our wheelhouse, and of course it happens just as the mics go off, but we'll get to all that, but that obviously pertains to the film world, and we got more movie stuff to talk about, you know, with a certain TC, Tom Cruise going off the handle on people, but that's just a reminder that movie season will be back soon enough, and once that time comes, you can visit our friends at Alamo Cinema Draft House. They are dinner, drinks, and movies and events all under one roof. Their attention to detail in film presentation and programming has made them a second home to movie fans all over the planet and earned accolades from the likes of Entertainment Weekly as the number one theater in America, Wire.com saying they're the coolest movie theater in the world, and Fandango saying they're one of the best in the country. When you're ready to head back to the theaters, first head over to badslant.com/support. Click on the Alamo Cinema Drafthouse banner to purchase tickets for yourself or your favorite cinephile via a gift card today. Alamo Cinema Drafthouse is the best film, food, and drinks all in one seat. So I'm waiting with bated breath to check out, any number of new Marvel movies that are going to be like just hitting us in the face the second it's safe enough to dip a toe in the water. So just real quick, do you guys think we talked about the HBO Max deal? And it would big deal. They movies coming out in theaters and in homes at the same time, just massive news. But then it's like that was like a BB gun compared to the howitzer that followed from Disney. Like, do you think that was a calculated move for them to try to pull like the momentum back in their favor? Jack, Ice, anyone?
Probably to some degree. I think they. Doesn't Disney usually do that D23? I don't know what time of year it is, but I know they usually have that event where that's typically where they drop a lot of these announcements. But I think this year, because they're not having these conferences anymore, they what were they calling it, Investors Day? So they're trying to drop some news for the investors, and oh boy, man, they delivered.
I'm sure they cleared their throat first before they started making the announcements, but yeah, it was hot and heavy, and like we were already getting hit with all the Spider-Man stuff, and I think we talked about that being too much, but then like it just started to like if we thought that was too much, like this was just a complete avalanche of news, and it just started to snowball in like the span of 12 hours.
Jeez, look at that mic technique.
Excited.
But I really wanted to get Jack's reaction to all that, because I think the first just slew of news was all Star Wars related, and when I first saw that, I wasn't even like, my mind wasn't even like tracking like it was going to build into like the Marvel side of things, but I just saw news after news related to Star Wars, and I'm just like, oh, I know Jack's over there like gadooshing left and right.
Well, let's talk to the gadoosh himself. What say you, collector? Sorry, not the collector, the corrector.
The corrector. Yeah, it was. I couldn't keep up, but the you know, there was the announcement of the Ahsoka spin-off series, which is going to be in placed in the I guess the timeline in the frame of the Mandalorian, so it's in the same realm, close proximity in terms of like time. The one I'm really interested about is The Acolyte.
I didn't even have that circled on my sheet.
Yeah, you didn't, but The Acolyte is something it's actually about the galaxy way before the events now. This is like Old Republic type stuff, so this is like really nerdy stuff.
No.
Also the Obi-Wan series, which is pretty cool. So, but now we already knew it was going to be a limited series, but to have Hayden Christensen, the Anakin Skywalker from the prequels, Darth, who turns into Darth Vader, come back to reprise his role as Darth Vader. This is like set 10 years after their Anakin and Obi-Wan fought. So that was awesome. I mean, it's a slew of things. And then, you know, they were announcing that, what is it? Lando's having a series. I mean, it was like 8 different announcements for Star Wars alone. I mean, there were like in total, I heard that there was 52 new things they're going to be releasing.
52 is the number that I saw on the interwebs.
Right.
Correct.
That's crazy, man.
Right.
And they made a series out of that Andor guy, Cassian Andor, whatever, like the right. the other from guy Rogue from One. Rogue One.
The other yes. guy.
Yeah.
The other guy.
and I'm sure
Lando is having his own series, right? So they're going to bring him back.
Is that going to be what's his face playing Lando?
I'm not sure yet. I think I heard rumors about it, but I'm not sure.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. But it's definitely a lot. And then there's 2 movies, right, coming
then
out.
And there's movies! That was just shows!
Patty Jenkins is going to direct a movie about the Rogue Squadron. And then, I can never say this guy, this director's name. Taika
Waititi.
Use your words.
His movie was announced back in May that he was going to do a Star Wars movie, but now it's already deep into development. So, I love
his reaction to stuff on the internet. Like they announce it, like they tweet it out, then he retweets and says, "Wait, what?" That's perfect.
Yeah, it's amazing. So yeah, just Star Wars alone, it's a lot, and I'm all for it. And to see if we can get half of like the direction they're going in with like the Mandalorian, I'm all for it. But you know, there's gonna be some misses, but we'll see. But it's exciting.
Know what I need? I need like a big timeline. You know, I really get confused with like the timeline of like the X-Men story and the timeline of Fast and Furious. Star Wars is another one of those where I get lost in all these shows and series, and like I need to know where all this stuff lies because I cannot keep up for the life of me, man.
Just ask me. All you gotta do is
he's the corrector for a reason. This is why he's here, to tell us why we're wrong and he's always right.
So
and talk that. About Star Wars.
So the only one that really like caught my attention was like the Obi-Wan, just because it's, you know, it's Darth Vader, and like you're gonna see some of these like these guys back that originally played the role. So like, when does that happen again? Like where does that fit in into like, you know, does it even sit like somewhere in between like Mando and where we last saw it? Like.
Yes,
it's like, way before Mando. If
So if it's 10 years after he becomes Darth Vader, it would be before The New Hope. So it'll probably be like 30 years before maybe 20 years before The New Hope, because when we get to The New Hope, he's an old man. Darth Vader is an old man. So if it's 10 years after that, he's like in his 30s.
Like saw that pasty bastard in Jedi. Like that's a long time, bro.
Yeah,
a lot of lightsabering.
It's a long time. So yeah. So yeah, that's it, and it's definitely way before The Mandalorian. about like 10 years, probably 10 to 15 years before Rogue One, because Rogue One is right before.
Somehow it's 10 years before everything.
Yeah, everything, basically. So 10 to 20
years. Or 10
years
after.
No. So yeah, it's we can find a drawing somewhere.
I need a drawing. That's what I need.
Yeah.
We'll need like a Venn diagram or like one of those long charts that we point to different highlights and major events in the Star Wars chronology. But it's 10 years after the events of Revenge of the Sith. Is that fair to say?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
There we go. That movie that I thought was good that really wasn't that good.
It was okay.
It was such a low bar for that trilogy that anything was better than where they started. And I spent so much time, or rather, I wasted so much time defending the first two movies in that trilogy, and just a complete terrible, terrible idea. But yeah, we'll see how that plays out. I have lots of questions in terms of how they go about that, because, you know, he's got the helmet on. Like, the second that helmet plops down on his bald, shrunken head, he's talking like James Earl Jones. So is James Earl Jones coming back to do the voiceovers? Like, I'm actually very intrigued by that whole prospect, but I don't know. We'll see how that plays out. I have more questions than I care to admit right now, but I'm curious to see how they answer those.
I couldn't remember. Did they announce like time, like when any of this stuff is dropping? Like, are we talking like 5 years from now, or are we talking like sometime next year when we're gonna see like the first hit?
That Obi-Wan show's been in development for a while. Like, they've been at it.
Yeah.
They just announced the Hayden Christensen casting as part of the Investor Day. But I feel like they've been working on that Obi-Wan thing forever.
Hmm. Yes, it's been in development for a while. I remember Ewan McGregor had signed on, and everybody was freaking out. But I think the pandemic, just like everything else, has kind of delayed everything. So, yeah.
Yes, as Phil pointed out, though, the patron saint that is James Earl Jones. Hopefully he finds his way into this series. He's probably not hurting for money, but it'd be nice to hear him outside of The Lion King for once in recent memory. That's not even all of the Star Wars thing. We didn't even talk about the animated stuff, but that's just kind of like the tip of the iceberg. But it's, if you're a Star Wars person, there's a lot to look forward to. And I feel like the animated stuff will probably get a lot more people jazzed up than we really, really know about. But then we pivot real quick to Marvel, and I don't think it was as much new stuff. There wasn't as many things that were completely off the radar, but there were a few shows that hadn't really had a lot of attention paid to them. Armor Wars, which will star Don Cheadle. I guess the premise is that it's Tony Stark's worst nightmare, in that his weaponry winds up in the wrong hands. And then there's a secret invasion show spearheaded by Nick Fury, starring Samuel L. Jackson, and it'll have the Skrulls guy, his new bestie after Captain Marvel or Spider-Man. And then there's an Ironheart show. Any of these things really like move the meter at all, or raise your blood pressure any ice?
I'm sure it will once I get there. I think right now it's Marvel content. I mean, it's always going to move the needle for me, but I don't think there's one in particular that I'm like, I need this in my life. It's all like stuff that I'm like, I wasn't really clamoring for that, but if it's out, I definitely would tune in and watch it. But I think what really caught me was the fact that they, like, because a lot of this stuff was already announced or rumored, but the fact that they had clips for like the Loki from the Loki series, and they had like the clips from like the Winter Soldier and the Falcon one, I was like, it's cool. It was like the fact that they're actually showing content. It's like
this wasn't just bullshit they've been like selling us on to keep our $7 for the last year. Like, there's actually a show somewhere that they're gonna like unveil at some point.
Yeah, it was like I thought a lot of this stuff was put on pause, but the fact that they actually actually have footage and they just show like production is going on, and it's like, it's cool, man. So we will get content next year. So I'm looking forward to it. It's exciting. And I didn't realize in the Loki one, I don't know if you like, I'm probably like the only one that missed it, but I was like, that Owen Wilson, it sounded just like him, but it didn't. When I saw it, I was like, the guy sounds familiar, but I don't know who it is. And then once I looked it up, I was like,
you got a mischief. Wow.
Like, it was him. Like, how did I not know that was him? But that was funny.
Jack did the rumor, or rather reveal, of a Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special give you something to look forward to in a Christmas or two.
No.
Okay.
It didn't move the needle for me at all. Like,
the corrector has spoken.
The thing I was interested in was they're moving forward with a Fantastic Four movie. So they're bringing them into the MCU. That the Multiverse of Madness is actually tying in WandaVision and the third Spider-Man movie, right? So Feige and his mind, and he's got it working, man. Yeah, so he's got it working. The third Ant-Man is coming out. We need to talk about that.
I have issues, but I'm a noted fan of the Ant-Man series. But,
oh yeah, you're a huge supporter.
So what's wrong? Let's start at the most obvious notion. Quantumania. Interesting direction for a title. Obviously going to delve deeper into the quantum realm, but I mean, it's goofy enough as it is. The goddamn superhero's name Ant-Man. Like, you're gonna take it to that level of what's the word I'm looking for? It's just so over the top, and they're just kind of playing into it. And perhaps they know their audience, and that's precisely what they're going for. But it's just goofy right off the break. But then, two, the bigger deal with that was that they recasted the Cassie Lang, like, for no reason whatsoever. That chick is indelibly going to be Cassie at the end or at the beginning of Endgame. And all of a sudden, they recast her for some other chick who evidently has more notoriety as an actress on her own. But it didn't have any real worth or reasoning behind it, as far as I can tell, beside that. So, I don't know. Were you guys as invested with the whole Cassie Lang deal, or am I just an old man shaking his cane on the porch?
That's exactly it. I think it's just you.
But whole emotional moment where he comes back from the realm and all of a sudden his daughter is 10 years older. It's that chick that, like, and you know, I don't know if they're gonna dye the other chicks. I forget her name. I apologize for not having it offhand. But she's blonde. Are they gonna dye her hair brown to match the hair of the previous actress? They're making the whole thing more difficult for themselves. And
who knew this is the one piece that he's gonna get fixated on? Cassie
Lang. Canceled. I'm canceling my $8 membership to the freaking Disney
Plus.
Of all
the things.
By the way, that too. That's point three that I'm pissed off about is the fact that they raised it $1. It's a big deal here in the AJ house.
Well, they picked the hell of a time. I mean, they already showed you all the content that they're gonna put on this platform. Now they can be like, We can take that extra $1 from you. It's fine.
Like, by the way,
what are you gonna do? Cancel?
Yeah, exactly.
You gonna miss out on all this?
We're gonna steal $7 from you for this entire year. But hey, by the way, here's all this crap now, and now we're gonna take another $1 for the next 12 years that it takes to make all these shows.
Well, they're like, they got you hooked. You wait all year just for Mandalorian the season 2. So if they can get you with one show, they can get you with 50.
Oh, they got me! God damn it! We've been got.
and you know, we're gonna get what? WandaVision right off the jump in 2021.
I'm counting the days. Beginning. I'm taking my $8. I'm dividing it between now and the number of days that it takes before the show premieres. So,
yeah, take my extra $1. Take it.
I'll have that math ready for next week's show. So you guys were not upset at all with the price?
No, not at all.
On the heels of Netflix raising their prices as well.
You know all these people are going to... I mean, even when Disney Plus first came out, you knew it was priced a little too low. When it was like, really? You're going to give us all this content for that amount? And then...
Except they didn't give us content for 6 months. And then all of a sudden...
Yeah, they really didn't give us anything. It was pretty bad. It was dry for a while. Until the first season of The Mandalorian.
Which is great. But does it warrant all that time you're sitting on the bench waiting for more content, is the question.
Yeah, it was rough.
Well, it's like, maybe for you, it didn't feel like it was worthwhile. But for me, I have kids. Man, every dollar spent on that was used. They watch almost every freaking series, every animated movie. They watch all the Pixar stuff, the Pixar shorts, like all that stuff. The little Olaf shorts, like everything. We watched almost everything corner to corner on that platform. Like I watched like the old X-Men animated series, like some of the old Spider-Man. Like we watched everything. Like it was Damn. Worth it. I think it was a good value.
I was trying to do a quick Wolverine impression from the X-Men animated series, but it's not working right now. That's about that pretty much would have been the length and breadth of it all. That's about it.
I like your Gambit better though. You could just
ooh stick your... Gambit. That one. Another one. Well, you mentioned Pixar real quick. This is barely like a footnote to me, and I was just amused by the uproar that came out of it. But the Lightyear film that's in route, in development.
I'm confused about that.
Yeah. So evidently, I had no idea this was a thing. Buzz Lightyear, is the toy is based on Buzz Lightyear, the person. So yeah. They're doing a film based on the person, except it will not be Tim Allen's bigoted ass that will play Buzz Lightyear, but rather it will be Chris Evans playing Buzz Lightyear. And it's funny because the only people that really had a strong feeling about it were people that are very, very right wing, we'll say, and very much of that political end of the spectrum. And they felt the recasting was due to Tim Allen's political views. But who knew, right? Ice, are you a Toy Story guy? Are you a Mark?
I am. I've seen them all, and I will continue to watch them all. But
are you gonna keep watching it with or without Duke Kaboom in the series moving forward?
I like Duke Kaboom. He's fun.
You seem like a Duke Kaboom guy.
Yeah, I can't disconnect that character from like I don't know, I just think total like Keanu, but anyways, Buzz, like I didn't realize, like, so what is this not going, like if it's based on the person that the toy was inspired by, does this mean it's not going to be, it's going to be like a real like person, not a toy? So it's not correct. In the Toy Story world. Well, it's in their, like,
it's in the Pixar.
It's Pixar.
It's yeah, in their it's universe, in the, yeah. But it's correct. Not. It's not going to be about the toy. It's going to be about correct. The man.
Correct.
I feel like
Chris Evans had to actually verify that and make it clear that it's not about the toy. It's about the man. He had to say that.
I kind of felt like he was trying to jump on the grenade at that point because everybody was very negative like 20 minutes after that news hit, and all of a sudden he's like, "Whoa, we got to put this fire out right here, right now." So hey, it's not me taking over for Tim Allen.
Right.
Strange.
Woody is not going to come riding down on his horse.
There's no way they're going to get through that entire movie without getting back to the toys, right? Like there's no way.
Maybe later, you know, when he's made it, he's this hero. And so they're like, "Hey, we're gonna make a toy out of you." So
let's and then that. that's gonna segue back into Toy Story 1. Is this supposed to be correct. Like the prequel?
I think so. Yes. Ah. This is 10 years before the prequel, right?
That's a timeline for everything. 10 years.
10 years. That's how long this feels like the show's taking. But yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. That they would actually bring the toys into the picture at some point, and you know, you have the kid from Toy Story 1, like first in line buying the toy and all.
Andy.
That. Andy.
Oh,
yes.
So that means Woody is based off of a real person too. So that means the next movie is going to be a Woody movie.
Ain't no damn way they're going to cast Tom
Hanks,
though.
You're jumping too... Yeah,
you're way out on a limb, sir.
And Andy didn't buy the toy. His mother bought it for him.
Right, but he will be enthusiastic. Like, he'll like be walking through a toy store and be like, "Mommy, mommy, like look at that thing." And then, you know...
Ten years before. Got it.
Exactly, 10 years before.
You know that there was that one... That one song always hits. It was like in Toy Story like 2 or 3 when they're like when like they forgot about the little the girl doll.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Oh yeah. that scene. Yeah. Oh, Every time I hear that song, I'm like, this is so sad.
Niagara Falls, Frankie Angel. You don't know what that means. God. I'm literally just telling jokes for Jack over here. That's a gut punch every time. And I might go out on a limb and say 2 is probably my favorite of the series, if for no other reason than the emotional porn that is that entire scene.
It was a Sarah McLachlan song, so that's why.
Was it Sarah McLachlan?
Yeah, so you remember those ASPCA commercials later?
Oh, that beat, man.
Yeah. The song is great, but yeah, it's like Niagara. Yes,
but,
exactly.
But you can't not watch those commercials, so you just like
I don't.
No, at 2 a.m., you don't watch them. You change the channel.
No, you don't, liar. You keep it on. Like, what are you going to do? Like, because you know right after that, the Apollo is coming back on.
Showtime.
Is that the only time you saw those Sarah McLachlan PETA commercials?
It's like you stay up late to watch SNL into like Showtime at the Apollo, and then Sarah McLachlan comes on singing about dogs, and then you go back to the Apollo.
And it's like a 10-minute thing, right? It's not a commercial. It's like a 10-minute infomercial, and you're like, why is this still on?
Brevity is not her strong suit, bro. Like, that thing just kept rolling and rolling.
Yeah, it's
exactly. It's not like Limp Bizkit, no. Completely different in terms of the mood that you get from each of those songs. But yeah, how the hell did we get to Sarah McLachlan?
Toy Story.
Yeah, Toy Story. There we go. Just on a different note, I've been messing with Plex of late because I've got the low budget AT&T TV deal and but I got Plex and apparently they have live TV now on Plex.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I just started going through and it's those commercials that are so prevalent on these streaming platforms because they're not going to spend real money to put it on cable or something. So they spend the money and put it their pennies invested in streaming platforms. And every third commercial is a dog being rescued and Sarah McLachlan just playing the hits. And I'm just I'm looking down and just waiting for the song to end. Cause I know that better times will be coming as soon as the song is over.
You would think she would have a household full of rescued dogs, right? Since she's the one that's singing all about it. You would think you walk up in her house and it's just filled with rescued dogs.
She's the voice of animal abuse.
It's like, or are you going there and then she doesn't have a single pet in there because she's a fraud.
Yo, what if she's a fraud?
I think she is.
She's a big fat phony.
she's a big fat phony. Ice doesn't know what we're talking about. what? We God, are swinging dude. And missing on a level not seen since Bryce Harper was a national. It's incredible. My God. But we'll get there. We're making headway with him, I think. I don't know. I say that just to give myself hope that we'll find some better days. A new hope. Yes. Oh, see, corrector. He's learning. He's learning. we'll get out of the Disney thing real quick. As far as movies and production and things being filmed, we're all kind of surprised that things are still moving forward, but. I sent the link to you guys, but did you all take a listen at the Tom Cruise tirade that made its way on the interwebs this past week?
It's all over the.
It's everywhere.
It's all over. Even NBC News is reporting about it, man.
And I was racking my brain, is this good? Because there's a fair amount of people that were he's really standing up for COVID measures and people taking it seriously. But he sounds like a goddamn lunatic. And you know he wasn't right in the first place, but for him...
That's that Scientology, bro.
Man, either they're really preachy and he's just kind of spitting it back to the people the way that he's getting it. But man, that was something else. It caught me off guard. And that's as a fan and as somebody who wants my rights taken away by COVID lockdowns.
I didn't think he sounded that crazy. I mean, maybe to some degree, but... You got to think about the context to why he was flipping out on people, and I was trying to find something that kind of read a bit factual, but I'm assuming what I've gathered was he was yelling at his crew because they weren't following COVID protocols, right? Is that the gist of it?
Or I would imagine. It's really hard to hear that and think that's anything other than that. But yes, the indication was that it was related to people not following COVID protocols.
So in all fairness, he had full right to go off on these people. It's like if people can't, you know, I'm assuming it's no one's wearing a mask or they're not doing the whole like 6 feet social distancing or whatever. I don't know. But if they're not following that, come on, man. Like he has a right to lose it. Why not? If he's going out on a limb, making sure these people get paid to put, you know, put a flick out. Everyone's dying for content. It's like the least they can do is follow protocol, right?
And isn't this the one that they're filming back to back, like Mission Impossible 7 and 8?
Oh, is this right. Is this another one?
I think they're doing both of them back at the same time.
Oh my gosh!
Corrector, all right, am I on the right path?
I just know about 7. I'm not sure about 8. You could be right. I haven't delve too deep into it. I will counterpoint Ice here.
Here we go.
If you say, look, now granted, he is coming from a good place, but he is being very... I just want to think about it. If I were an employer, if I was the manager and I was talking to my employees like that, it would just not be appropriate. I don't think in any context, even if you are coming out with a film, and you're the star of the film, to come out and do that, it's not appropriate at all.
But if, let's say, this wasn't your first offense, let's say, like, this was, like, over and over, like, and, you know, and you know, John mentioned it, this may be the second of two films that they're producing. And
confirmed 7 and 8, same time.
Yeah. So if he already went through this for 7 and now he's still dealing with this for 8, it's like, come on now, you mother effers, like get your act together.
Except he said the real thing.
He sounded entitled, man. Like it didn't come off good, like at all. I don't see any way he comes out looking really good from that clip, that audio clip, at all. And it reeks of... Have you seen Going Clear, like all the Scientology? I guess not. No, Jesus Christ.
That's what you watch? Of all the things we try to get you to watch?
It's on HBO, mother effer. Like, and that's your thing, right? HBO
Max. You can
Max.
Find it on HBO Max. Yeah, sign up through the link on badslant.com/support.
He is like in league with the head of Scientology, and there's reports and stories in of league. Him treating... treating his like all the like people in Scientology like that, so that it reeks. So David Miscavige, that's the guy who runs Scientology. Ooh, and I hear he's a complete asshole. And he treats the people under him just the same way. So for Tom Cruise to act like that, I see that rubbing off on him. And no one's talking about it because nobody wants Scientology to sue them. So
nobody wants Jack.
Yeah, they're very litigious in that sense. So. Yes, Phil, watch Leah Remini's thing too. It's on Hulu, which Ice probably hates now.
But hates with a passion.
With a passion of a million suns.
Man, I'm completely off track now because Phil brought up Leah Remini, and I saw her on that Saved by the Bell season where they were at the Malibu Sands beach club.
It's one of the best seasons.
Oh my God. Yeah. And IFC just went on a tear. It was just like, bang, bang, or might have been E, I don't know, but they just like reeled off like an entire season of those episodes, and I was like, man, Leah Remini could get it then. What are we talking about again? Scientology. Oh, yeah, never mind. Yeah, it's, I mean, Jack, you could be completely accurate, but I don't know. Like, it's just because it's one of those things where his heart's in the right place. And
yes,
you know,
I get where he's coming from. He wants to make the movies, right? Because there's no content.
People at home and losing their freaking job, you mother effers. Stupid right? Katie like Holmes.
Like they have to set an example. I get that. But to for him to say, sound like that, yeah, it's not a good look at all. And he's entitled. And granted, I think you're kind of biased too. Maybe I am as well.
Who, me?
Lion. No, Ice, oh. Because he made Top Gun and he's making Top Gun 2. So
at no point.
I give him a pass for that.
That's what I'm saying. Look, I love him as an actor. I think everything he's done is good. It's great. And he comes from a great place. But this you know, I mean, if he hasn't come out and said, hey, I was, you know, I'm sorry for that, then I'm still waiting for that apology.
Like, nope.
Wear a mask. No, it's not Mission Impossible.
His quote in the actual Tyru is, no apologies. So I think we'd be hard-pressed to get an apology out of him at this point.
He doesn't apologize. He's Tom Cruise. He doesn't need to. He hangs off the side of planes. Come on, man.
Not now, not ever. Okay. I was going to say, his whole point was about content creation and being safe and creating jobs. He just created a like a year's worth of content with that tirade. So I thank him for that. Like that thing, it will live forever, either infamy or glory. I don't know. But it brought back memories of Christian Bale, like tearing people a new one on the set of Terminator Salvation. Like just like it's the gift that keeps on giving. There's going to be so many sound bites out of that live forever from there.
So I wish there were pictures so that we could, there were a lot of memes out, but there's nothing.
Man, we're so close. It's such a missed opportunity. But Ice, I think we can debate whether or not the complete teardown of the Mission Impossible crew was a good idea. I'd say it's a pretty strong likelihood that Tom Cruise will not have that video posted on a website somewhere. But if you do have a good idea, besides tearing people a new one, Ice, maybe they can do it through our friends at GoDaddy. You think?
Oh, yeah, of course. GoDaddy is the world's largest and most trusted domain registrar that empowers people like you with the creative ideas to succeed online. Buying a domain name is easy, and with GoDaddy's domain search tool and domain name generator tools, you can find the perfect website address for your business. But GoDaddy offers more than just a platform to build your website. GoDaddy offers everything you need to create an effective, memorable online presence. And if you already have one or more of their products, transferring your domain, website, or hosting to GoDaddy lets you consolidate your web presence with one provider so it's easier to manage. For our listeners, visit our page at bassland.com/support and click on the GoDaddy banner today to find your perfect .com starting at just $4.99. Get going with GoDaddy.
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 GoDaddy. All right, we got about 10 minutes or 11 minutes or so left in the show. Usually that means it's time to rant about sports and send my wife running for the hills. Well, this is all Jack's fault because I wasn't really prepared to spend a good chunk of time on the football team, the football team.
The football
team. Exactly, yes. Yes, it's what I meant. But you said in our little group chat that you were, as Morpheus once said in The Matrix, Morpheus is a character from The Matrix, Ice. Jack said, I'm starting to believe. And it's on the heels of them beating the Steelers, which, what? That big deal. stupid Steelers lost again. But then they beat San Francisco. I was going to say Arizona because they were in Arizona, but they beat the Niners on the road. And you were feeling it, Jack. So I cede the floor to you. Were you just completely down on them until the last couple of weeks?
Yes, I was. I mean,
you were not what they call in ice.
No. I mean, just think about it. They were 2-7 before the 4-game winning streak. Now
They were 2-7.
They're 6-7 now. Damn, you ass. They won 4 straight. Okay, so yeah,
the
I mean,
A in AJ is not for arithmetic. Go on.
Not at all. I mean, but you've seen this team take the next step in terms of gelling. So the beginning of the season obviously was terrible. It was just maybe it's just a confluence of factors. It's just a new coaching staff, lack of off season, COVID, everything. You just have everything kind of thrown at you. You have uneven quarterback play at the beginning. So, you know, the team took a kind of a turn after, you know, putting in Kyle Allen and then putting in, you know, all of a sudden Kyle Allen goes out and now you have Alex Smith. But then the defense is starting to has gelled. And I think last week's.
Anytime Chase Allen, Chase Young, whatever the hell his name is.
Chase Allen.
Anytime Chase Allen does something on the football field, I swear to God, it moves a little bit. Like, it's like the second I saw that ball squirt loose in the middle of that field and that big, hulking, dreadlocked, beautiful piece of manhood just run right towards that, I knew it was going to be something special, and lo and behold, it was. But yeah, that's.
It's just the fact that he has the. just the smarts to not just
got a knack
to just dive on the ball. Like most people would have just dived on it and just and been happy with that. But homeboy picked it up and pew.
Gone. There's a side by side. I saw a side by side video of Sean Taylor in Philly.
Oh yeah.
Picking up a fumble, and then, you know, and that's when they sealed their playoff spot that year.
Bro, we were at Illusions run. Tie when Sean Taylor made that
that's
run.
That's it.
just want to bring it back real quick and then remind the good folks of where we were at that exact date and time. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so, yeah, the, I mean, it harkens back to that. So this team is rolling, man. No one wants to play us. No one wants to play the team, the Washington football team. So no one wants to play
Hail
them.
To the team.
Their defense is legit.
Look at him. He said us.
I know, I did.
He's that guy. He's that guy on the internet and Twitter.
I'm back in. Before I was out.
Dude, we're going to sign a quarterback and a wide receiver in the offseason. We're going to be so good. We, meaning me.
I'm not going to sign him. I thought you were going to sign him.
Oh, sorry.
I thought you were going to go do the touring. But, the line is just the defensive line. After years of first-round draft picks, you know, you got Deron Payne, Jonathan Allen. Sweat is playing like a madman. And then you've got Tim Settle coming in. And he's got, like, 5 sacks. You're like, what is – Who?
That guy's been here for a freaking decade, and nobody remembers it. And he just keeps showing up to work and sacking people. It's the weirdest thing.
Right, it's so weird. So it's. Did you guys see the post game speech by Ron Rivera?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You know.
Of course.
You know,
that's the best part of every game now. Yeah. For the last 4 weeks, just hearing him talk in the locker room.
Right. Right. Nobody wants to play us. No one wants to see us. I mean, it's a tough, a super tough game against Seattle this week. But we'll see where it goes. But I think they can run if they get past Seattle, they'll run the table.
And I mean, what Giants beat them, right? Well, we can't beat the Giants, so never mind. That
you realize they gave up one of those games. They quite literally gave up the first Giants game, and then the other one they just kind of like they half-heartedly decided.
They went, we're gonna go for two. Like that. That's another conversation.
They would be 8-5. Just like quick math, and I know the arithmetic thing is not my strong suit, but just looking at those two games alone, 8-5.
The Detroit game.
They gave up. Not gave up, but they were dumb. They stroked out a little bit.
Yeah, right,
they did.
I hate to, you know, I mean, we've been playing pretty well, but I hate to pile on it.
He's the one who's going to rain on the parade.
Come on, man.
Who saw that coming?
I know. I've been calling it that they're going to the Super Bowl since
3-1. 3-13.
Remember the comeback in game one, man. I never lost hope.
I don't know where this is going.
Yeah, but anyways.
Do you care to share what your thoughts are?
God, Haskins still sucks, man. Like,
no, he's not good at all. He's not good.
I mean, like, I thought maybe with some time and he's kind of like been kind of like learning playing alongside of Alex Smith that he's like, okay, maybe I could pick up a thing or two from this guy. God, he comes in and we look bad again. I mean, we won that game purely on defense. Defense did it all, man.
They didn't look good with Haskins under center, and granted, he probably just wasn't prepared enough to go into that situation. But they didn't look good with Alex under center either.
No.
Like
he wasn't right.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. But I'm saying like they don't have their horses in Gibson, so they're relying on McKissick and Barber. So it was just a mishmash unit, and you know they were doubling up on McLaurin, so there really wasn't a lot there for him to really hone in on besides the running backs out of the backfield and Logan Thomas. So you know if that's all he's got to throw to, it's really kind of putting him in a bad spot either way, any way that you cut it. I agree. He looked awful, and you know he started
okay, right? He had a few good throws, and then it kind of sailed on him. That one pass where it was an interception, and then it wasn't. That could have been a backbreaker. Yeah. You know, there were still some of those high throws, like his mechanics aren't there. So hopefully, I mean, I'm hearing reports he got the first team reps today.
Yes.
So Haskins got most of the first team reps. We'll see tomorrow if Alex Smith will get more work. If he doesn't get more work, then we're going to see Haskins this week.
And on the plus side, Seattle's defense blows ass.
Atrocious. They were atrocious. Now, they've been playing better of late, but their opponents have been terrible. So they played.
I think Philadelphia looked respectable against them, even right. with Wentz under center.
Oof. Yeah. That's rough.
Yeah.
But now everything is, so they have, so the Washington has to keep winning because Philly,
you see
now,
that? He corrected himself. Washington, not we.
Wasn't we.
Yes. Yes.
Washington has to keep winning. Because Philly is now, they've got Jalen Hurts, and maybe it's a different game. If Wentz was back there, I think it would have been an automatic W. But, yeah, we'll see how Hurts reacts in the second game after starting. So
we'll see how the other half lives with Philadelphia and with the Wii football team. So
Wii football team. Yay.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
They've been fun to watch.
I was the one banging the drum saying we should just go ahead and just like cash in our chips right now and wait for the draft pick to come home. But they've turned it around to a degree where I don't care if we draft in the middle of the goddamn first round. Like I don't care, and they're just fun to watch.
Yeah. If they win a division, they'll probably draft 19th. From what I hear.
Yeah, that's a bad scene. Damn it. From being like top 10, top 5 to 19. Oh, man.
I mean, but then there will be other teams with better records who will draft ahead of them, which makes no sense. But that's just the way it is if you win your division. So right now they're the fourth seed in the NFC.
Oh, my God. So, they're in the conversation for the wild card. I'm so sorry, Phil, that Chicago sucks, but oh, put it in my veins. Oh, God. It's the best time of year. Oh my God. Woof. Oh, okay. Where are we? I don't know.
I'm flying high with them, and I look forward to these post game speeches from coach every game now, and it's fun. It's fun to hear, and it's just like, oh, it feels like a remember the Titans type speech. You know, it's just like, oh yeah.
When was the last time there was a four-game winning streak? I mean, was it the 2012 year?
I feel like it.
I think you're probably right, because they were awful then, and then they ran the table and made the playoffs, and then before that it was the Todd Collins year.
That was a good year.
Yeah, but it just kind of spoke to the ineptitude of the team. Like, they sucked for the first half of the season, and then they were really good for the last half of the season. So, like, take your pick. Pick your poison. Like how much can you really tolerate? Can you really handle that much agita in your blood pressure spiking on Sundays? So, I don't know. We got a couple more weeks of that. So, actually, shit, we only have like 3 more weeks of that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's almost done.
Almost done, man.
Well, speaking of football, do you like that whole Lamar Jackson having to go? Cramps. That's what he said. Like, how much you buy into that?
We call that the itis.
Nah, man.
I saw that like a locker room hallway clip where he's like running to the back. It's like, he needed to take care of business. Like, you don't run like that if you got cramps. You'd be
hip-hopping.
Okay, so
if I had a cramp, I'm not running like that at all. All right, I'm not running. So, period.
I get that, but at the same time, he's running down a stadium hallway in cleats, so. You have to, like, I'm as anxious as anybody to tear the Baltimore football team a new one. So, I would jump all over this, but
we should just call all the teams just
the New England Baltimore football team. Yes. I'm completely on board.
Chicago football team.
I think Phil is ready to call them the Chicago football team, so he doesn't have to deal with their bullshit on a week to week basis. There's no love lost with us in Baltimore, or me in Baltimore.
Us.
The Wii football team. But honestly, the immediate thought was, okay, that guy has to take a shit, and we're going to see brown streaks down his white pants any second. But then all of a sudden, I thought he had trouble slipping on the turf the entire damn game, and he's got weird-ass cleats on, and then all of a sudden, like, he's got to go take a dump, and he's running in those same cleats. So I'm inclined to give him the benefit of the doubt, although he did give, like, the hat tip to Paul Pierce from the, what was it, 08 finals, where he... he collapsed to the
floor. Eastern Conference Finals, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't. When did that ever get disclosed? Was that like last year or like fairly recently? Because it didn't register with me. But Paul Pierce was a big fat phony, and he just had to take a shit, and he came back like a goddamn conquering hero. And Lamar's whole situation kind of mirrors that in a sense. But he kind of pointed to that tongue in cheek, and you know, it leads me to believe that he's not pulling on our chain, especially when
he did get a bidet endorsement deal. I don't know if he accepted, but they reached out to him asking him to endorse some bidet products.
I would endorse the shit out of a bidet if given the opportunity. I know that's no pun intended. I would endorse the shit out of a bidet. Hey, can we get some bidet love on the Batsman podcast?
Oh, I would love it. Yeah,
2021.
Sure. You say that, but when you use it, it's not a good feeling having jets shooting up your butthole.
Maybe for you.
I mean, your proclivities are so all over the place. Like, never seen Al Pacino in a movie ever, but the second a drop of water touches your asshole,
it's weird.
It's not something that should happen on a day to day basis. But I'm saying, like, when it does happen, and it's a nice surprise. It's like getting an extra Amazon package on your front doorstep.
The best part of a bidet is the heated seats. I think that was always my favorite part. Like, you know, no matter what time of year you sit down, it has that. Well, sounds weird, but it has that nice warm feeling, like someone's been sitting on it. But,
my butt.
But it's like that's not what you want. But
it's not what you want.
But
you found the worst thing about having a bidet and made it the best thing. I'm
not sitting down right after somebody sat there.
Look, and I understand the cold seat is bad, but like, intuitively, just from our lifetime of experience, the warm seat is usually a bad omen.
It's a bad sign.
Terrible things have happened
there. If there's a hair there, my God, I'm out of there.
It's bad. Next stall, please. I ain't sitting down on that.
No, I'm not. Burn it. Kill it with fire. We have to end the show here quickly.
Okay.
As far as real quick, did you guys see that Boss Logic? At Boss Logic on the interwebs, he's the guy who does all the Marvel stuff and Disney like graphic designs and stuff. He lives in Australia, and he had one of those gigantic Australian spiders like just roaming around the house.
I did see that.
And I don't know if his brother or somebody else close to him, they thought and decided the best way to kill this this cat size a spider is to inject a lighter fluid into the wall and just like spray it with fire, and they made it out of the house like by the skin of their teeth. I know Jack would. I know you're deathly afraid of spiders, but you wouldn't go to that extent, right?
I'd burn the house down.
Okay. Well, just wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt as being a right-thinking American, but. Yeah, I can only imagine you in the setting with like a spider the size of your palm, just like lurking in the shadows and like in the corner.
Oh my God, I'm freaking out right now just thinking about it.
Do you want to go watch the episode of The Mandalorian again?
No, not at all. It's the worst episode ever.
Man, yeah, I'd be hard pressed to go back and watch that myself.
Oh, dude, I was a little upset with you because I watched that last episode and then you were talking about like that was like a gadouche episode, and I was like,
it was,
and I was like waiting for like that moment, and it did not deliver that gadouche for me. Maybe for you, but not for me.
It was well acted.
Let me just say zero gadouche as well. So,
oh, I'm sorry.
Or maybe I like
acting.
Maybe
I like the. It was different. It was different in terms of the gadouche. I should have prefaced it.
Lowercase gadouche.
Yeah, I should have lowercased it. Yeah. The scene with Bill Burr, Mayfeld, and the Mando sitting there with the officer talking about Operation Cinder and how it affected, you know, Mayfeld and Bill Burr's character. It was one of the better acted scenes.
Maybe it was just too deep.
It's too deep for you, and if you don't know what Operation Cinder is, we can keep
moving. Cinder, that's like Killer Instinct. That's all.
Yes,
I know.
It is, and that's basically what it was. Is it was basically lay waste to everyone. So yeah.
Well, that was the whole thing that Bill Burr's character was like laying into. Like he understood that he couldn't give the game away in that moment, but like the impact of that operation, like just like wore on him, and he couldn't let it go, and it led him just blowing his cover. And
I love the you know, Mando, Pedro Pascal looking at him. He's like, no. Don't do it.
Not here.
Not now. That's why I think that scene alone made it. It was pretty deep. I think there's only been another scene like that with Pedro Pascal acting where you could see his face. Back in the first season, but yeah, that's when he went
eye to eye with the mountain and trying to avenge his sister. Jack has no idea. Now we're on to Jack not understanding anything.
Yeah,
that
I don't.
Pedro Pascal was an actor in Game of Thrones. Before he acted
in
Mandalorian.
Throne games.
It's totally fine.
I think the watch party will start next year.
Oh yeah. We had to delay it a year. I get it. I understand. Okay, and just like the Vegas trip got pushed back to 2023. It's cool. We were making proper adjustments to our plans. Heretofore. Exactly. Okay, very well. We are over time, but we always have time to say hi to our friends at Mondo. Yes, those same folks at Mondo, their works with major artists and studios forge beautifully designed licensed products that we associate with our pop culture. It started with posters, soundtrack LPs, and blossomed into an ever-expanding Hail Hydra of art for entertainment, collectibles, games, puzzles, apparels, and toys that we now call home. Hop on over to Mondo today by clicking on the Mondo banner on our website, badslant.com/support, and browse their endless variety of entertainment collectibles while supporting the show. So Hail Hydra, I don't know if it's outside the Christmas gift delivery window, but either way, I would still check them out. And they got new stuff dropping on their website on I feel like a daily basis, but probably weekly. But definitely check out if you found anything in this episode entertaining. I guarantee you, there's something on Mondo for you. So definitely check them out and help us out in the process. A shout out to Brown Eyes. A lot of Brown Eyes from that episode of Mando. And Jack, how many more episodes we got left on this season? You think one or two?
I think this one. I think one more.
One more. It's the one. The next one.
Gus Fring was holding the dark saber in front of the baby Yoda, and everybody was like, "Wow,
yo, Gus Fring is holding." Who knew? See what I did there? Never mind. It's cool. It's
pretty good.
Excellent. Well, I was going to say that's some of my best work, but the crickets lead to tell me otherwise, but it's cool. We will say a fond farewell to the listening audience, to the twitching audience, a whole host of bad characters in there right now, but thanks for checking us out. If you're listening and watching, we appreciate it all the same. And I guess we're going to do an early week show next week, perhaps?
Yes, I believe so.
That was the plan?
Yes.
Is our availability still good for the early part of the week?
Monday, right?
Yep. Yeah. I am taking unexpected vacation, so I'm wide
around.
I didn't get fired or nothing. I thought, like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. I thought, you know, maybe my excess PTO would find some life in 2021. Not to be the case. We're taking a full week's vacation out of nowhere. So I'll see you guys on Monday. So Twitch folks, make your plans. Monday, 9-ish, whatever. Or if you guys want to do it in the middle of the day, whatever. We'll keep you abreast of the situation as it develops. But yeah, we'll see you guys on our pre-Christmas edition of the Bad Slant Podcast. Until then, Jack, I return it to you, sir. Take us home.
Up here. I'm already gone.